Okay, I think we're going to alternate Monday and Wednesday shiurim. One shiur will be about things relevant to davening, rules for correct, proper pronunciation of davening. One will be more about what's called the real tiktok stuff, understanding how to understand what, trying to figure out what words are, the meaning of words, the tenses, and things like that. So today, regarding the how to figure out what verbs are and what the word of the meaning is, you need to figure out three things. In order to know every word, take, for example, the word vahafta that we mentioned last week, you need to know three things to figure out every verb. You need to know, number one, what person it is. You need to know what the shorish, what the root of the word is. And number three, you need to know what form and conjugation it is regarding the seven forms we have in Lashon Kodesh. And I'll explain all three. The first one is what person it is, meaning we have something called first person, second person, and third person. First person means I. When I'm talking about myself, that's called first person. When I'm talking about the person who's opposite me, who's present, nochach, who's opposite me, who's right in front of me, right, that's called second person. You, that's called second person. And then you have third person, meaning we talk about the person who's not here, right? That's called, when you talk to a Rebbe in third person, say, does the Rebbe, as if he's not in front of me, right? That's called third person. When a person is not, so he or she is called third person. So we have you, that's me, you, and him. That's so every time you see a word, you have to, a verb at least, you have to know if this word is going to be talking about me doing something, about you doing something, or about him doing something. So, and that, of course, we have also different things. You have masculine, meaning if it's a male or a female. In English, a lot of the verbs in English, doesn't matter if you're speaking into a male or a female, the words will end up being the same. But in Lashon Kodesh, there's every word, if it's masculine or feminine, will change, and therefore you have to figure out, number one, what person it is. If it's me, you, or him, you have to know it's masculine or feminine, and then you have to know if it's plural or single. If I'm talking to one person or if I'm talking to many people. In Hebrew, you say you to one person, and you say, you guys, you see, you all of you, that's a lot of people. Will you all go somewhere? That means one, or it could be many. Whereas in Lashon Kodesh, the words change. So, the first thing we got to know is, like I said, the person. We say, ani, that's me. Ani holech, I am going. Or ani shomer, I'm watching. Then you have ata, you are shomer, you're watching. And then you have at, which is feminine, so you got to know if it's the first person or sex, or it'll be second person. If it's at, that's second person, singular, feminine, right? And then you have, as far as plural, for example, well, first person in plural will be anachnu, as opposed to ani, which is first person about myself. We can be talking about a group, that's anachnu. The second thing you'll need to know, then the second form would be you, which is in singular, it's either ata or at, meaning you or you in feminine, or you say atem, which means you in plural, as opposed to aten, which is you in plural for women, right? And then you have, in third person, you have who is him, you have he, which is she, and then you have haim, which is third person plural, and haim, which is third person feminine. So I'm going to go over that, and that'll be enough for today, because you guys look at you all on thrusting at me. So again, we have, the first thing you need to figure out when you're talking about a verb, and we need to know what person it is. Are we talking first person, second person, or third person? First person meaning the person himself talking, or the people talking, referring to something that I'm doing or about myself. We have second person, which means the person that is present in front of you that I'm speaking to, or the people I'm talking to. And you have to know, again, if it's male or female. And then you have the what's called third person, which means him or her, them, as in masculine was called haim, and the feminine would be haim. And we'll talk about that a little more on Mitzvah next Monday, and then Wednesday we'll talk about things relevant to proper davening. Thank you.